Nolte, Secret Service vet says only family could sneak cocaine into White House. By John Nolte on July 7, 2023. Secret Service veteran Dan Bongino says only the family of the president could sneak cocaine into the White House. Hunter Biden is the president's son. FYI. There's absolutely zero chance anyone other than a family member brought that cocaine inside the White House complex, Bongino tweeted Thursday. No chance that would make it past the mag/security checkpoints. Family bypasses those. For those who don't know, an unzippered bag containing cocaine was found in the White House Sunday. The Secret Service is currently investigating, which should be terribly difficult in one of the most secure buildings in the world, and one filled with surveillance cameras. At first, as Americans have come to expect, we were lied to about the cocaine being found in a highly trafficked part of the White House. This means anyone who was not named Hunter Biden could have left it there. Far-left Politico immediately rushed to the aid of the White House to loudly proclaim White House cocaine culprit unlikely to be found. Politico is nothing if not a good dog. ONI official familiar with the investigation cautioned that the source of the drug was unlikely to be determined given that it was discovered in a highly trafficked area of the West Wing. Politico helpfully reported in the hopes America would shrug and say, "Oh, well. I guess we'll never know. Let's move on." Another official helpfully told Politico, "Even if there were surveillance cameras, unless you were waving it around, it may not have been caught. It's a bit of a thoroughfare. People walk by there all the time. You see all kinds of people not named Hunter Biden walk by there all the time. All kinds of entitled people, see? All kinds of people not named Hunter Biden who think they can get away with anything. Including snorting coke in the White House, stroll by this part of the White House, see? People like that are everywhere and have access to this highly trafficked public area, see? Except. The lie collapsed and we now know the unzippered bag of cocaine was found in a much more secure area. An area so secure, even Biden's sycophant Andrea Mitchell was forced to admit just average people just can't get in there. Well, how about that? Is Hunter Biden just average? Hey, I'm just asking questions here. Of that highly secure entrance where just average people just can't get in, Senator Mike Lee, RUT, confirmed what Bongino said. I've been in and out of that entrance a million times. It's one of the most heavily secured and constantly surveilled places on Earth, tweeted Lee. They keep detailed records on who enters and exits and when. I find it difficult to accept that they can't figure out who put the cocaine there. This entrance is used by very few people, just White House staff and people with an pre-approved appointment in the West Wing, Lee added. Non-staff have to go through multiple layers of security screening, and can enter only after they've been vetted and approved by the Secret Service. Also, as my friend, Dan Bongino, just reminded me, Lee continued, pretty much everyone who enters the West Wing has to empty their pockets. And the Secret Service would immediately notice and stop anyone walking in with even a small bag of white powder. Transsexuals running around the White House naked. Open bags of cocaine left in highly secure areas of the White House. What a relief dignity has returned to D.C. Can I say it? Someone needs to say it, so I'm going to say it. This cocaine mystery is the dumbest mystery in the world. Hey, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, and if I am, I will say so, but. Come on. Hunter Biden is an entitled gangster who knows he can get away with anything. And he also happens to be a degenerate drug addict with access to the White House without fear of being searched. Yes, I could be wrong, but can we all stop talking around the obvious? Motive, opportunity. Come on, y'all. As far as I'm concerned, if this mystery is never solved, that's proof the coke belonged to Hunter Biden. Because 1, it can't remain a mystery for long. And 2, Hunter is the only one the White House would cover up for. This is not rocket science. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.